10th of February 2011. My name is Matt Gunness, and this is Ian Reese, and we are on the online podcast.
Across the pond.
Yes.
Via Skype.
I'm in Americland, and he is in Britland, and we're both
talking to each other through the wonders of technology.
Yeah, wonders.
Yeah, man.
Sheer wonders. I mean, I honestly didn't think, I mean, when I started to realize that I was moving, I was thinking, thank God, I can finally end this show and never speak to Ian again. And then he keeps crawling his way back in, and I'm just like, Ian,
I can't help myself, I can't resist a bit of Matt Curtis time.
I would like to call it Matt Pie.
I can't resist a bit of the Matt Pie.
Exactly.
There you go.
I like it. We've been doing the online podcast for a good, I think it's 4 years now.
Since March 2007, so yeah, almost 4 years.
Oh my God, 4 years.
Christ.
We've aged since then.
We're now big macho men.
Oh yeah. I mean, I just hit the gym and now I'm feeling pumped. Actually, I don't like the gym, because when I go there, I don't know, I think my muscles get scared and they sort of like go inside themselves. And you just...
What do you get, yeah. What's the word, envious of the people around you, like the big muscular bodybuilders?
I don't think I'll ever be able to pull off a vest, you know, it's never gonna happen.
Vests have never been your thing, Matt.
I don't think they ever will be, you know? I don't know, I mean, I'm really not feeling it. I think if you're gonna wear something under your shirt, you know, to keep you warm, it may as well be a Superman costume, because you never know what's gonna happen. And that... Clark Kent had the right idea, because he was too humble, you know? He didn't want to sort of, like, wear a vest and be like, hey, I can wear a vest, I can pull it off. Sure, he can. It's not whether you can. It's whether you... Forget it. It doesn't matter.
He could save the day whilst in a lot of comfort.
I suppose. I mean, Lycra is the new vest.
Absolutely.
That's a bad quote.
It is.
Just don't. All right. What's new with you, buddy?
What's new with me? Since we've been off the air, so to speak, I've joined college. You know.
Oh yeah.
Doing media production. Just finished my.
He's the new Asher Roth. Do you love college?
What?
You Asher Roth. Do you love college?
Am I what?
Do you know what I'm talking about? The guy called Asher Roth.
I'm sorry. No.
Forget it, doesn't matter.
Oh, I wish I got that joke now. I absolutely love college. It's much better than being at school. Like
really? How?
Because, well, when you're in school, you hear a lot of people just say, oh, you know, when you go to college now, you'll forget all about this. You'll wish you were back here. And, you know, much better, because you're independent. You're an indie kid.
Do you feel independent? Do you feel that you've grown up since you've been there?
No. But...
I wouldn't say so either. I would say, in fact, you're less mature than you were back in the day. No?
I don't know how to feel about that.
No, I'm only messed. I mean, there's not many mature people I know, and you're probably in the top 15.
In the top 15 mature people of Matt Curtis's friends.
Dude, I have 538 friends on Facebook
now.
On Facebook. All these people I've either met or been stalked by. Did I tell you about my stalker?
No, you have a stalker. Tell me about that.
Oh, yeah. When I first came to the school, this girl added me on Facebook, and then, like, I looked at her pictures, and she was like, oh, yeah, she's kind of nice. So I added her. And we had a few mutual friends, and then she's like, I saw you today. I was like, okay. She's like, you were by the stairs. And I was like, alright, I gotta go.
Yeah.
And then the next day, she was like, I saw you again. I was sitting behind you at lunch. And I was like,
whoa.
Oh, alright then.
Jesus.
Okay. I'm like, why aren't you talking to me? And she's like, huh.
What are you doing?
That kind of freaked me out. I was like, why would you not talk to me? Like,
some scary.
That's the difference between being a friend and being a stalker, whether you actually feel comfortable talking to this person. And it sort of went on like that, and then, like, she sent me a picture of her cat on Facebook.
A picture of her cat? Was that meant to turn you on or something?
I don't know. I don't know what it was for, but it was on there.
Jesus.
And it was on my Facebook wall, and people kept asking me, like, why the hell is a cat on your Facebook wall? So I had to delete it. I naturally had to delete it. Then I had to go. And then she, like, sort of inquired me about it. Like, where's the cat? And I was like...
That cat was a gift for you.
I know, and I was like, I was kind of worried. And I didn't even know what to say to her. And then she was really freaking me out. Like, she asked for my number, so I gave it to her. Since I had, I don't know, like two people had my number at the time.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to get the number out there, right. So to speak. And she started texting me, which was alright. And then she seemed normal.
Mm.
And then she went to go get groceries. So I was like, pick me up some donuts or something. And she was like, oh, come get them. Maybe you'll score some dome.
What?
Do you know what that means?
Score some dome? No.
Alright, I'm going to find the Urban Dictionary thing of it.
All right.
So, dome, blowjob head sucking on the dick. So, yeah.
What?
I think she was offering me head. I'm not sure.
Oh, my God.
I know. So, I was like, I'm okay. I gotta go now. So then I confronted her about it. She was really freaking me out. So I said, look, I can't talk to you anymore. Like, you're kind of weird.
Yeah.
So she was like, whatever. And then I deleted her off Facebook. She's like one of the only people I've ever deleted on Facebook.
Oh, God.
And then she blocked me, which I think is unnecessary. Because if you're deleted by someone, you know, like, well, I'm going to do one up. I'm going to block them. You know, like, what's the point? I'm already not speaking to you. So then she disappeared for a while. I didn't know what she looked like either, because all of her... Because she just looks like a brunette girl, and there's like...
Thousands,
I don't know,
like thousands.
100 brunette girls, yeah, in my school. So I don't know whether she feels like she hates me, or whether she feels embarrassed, or I don't know.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm sort of keeping my distance, though, so I don't know.
Well, I hope the situation is resolved for you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like it. I'm not being stalked by her anymore, which is fine.
Good.
But I just... She might listen to this, actually. So,
oh, well.
I don't know.
Hello.
I'll just block out the name.
Leave my friend alone.
Okay.
There you go.
And, what else has been going on? What else has been going on?
Super Bowl was recently.
Super Bowl, yeah. I mean, it's a big deal over here, surprisingly. I mean, who would have guessed it?
It's a big deal over here, surprisingly.
Oh, my God. I'm so sick of... British kids pretending that they know crap.
That's exactly
about...
my frigging reasoning for disliking it.
Why? Why would you even like pretend? You just sound like an ass.
I have no idea. I mean, I said to a couple of people, you know, I can understand the odd few who actually do appreciate the Super Bowl, you know, because they're hipsters. But but there's the odd few just saying stuff like, oh yeah, Aaron Johnson and Jeremy Ringenberger, you know, they're my favourite players. Shut the hell up, you know nothing about this.
You should sound so pretentious, you know what I mean? Like,
go Steelers! Go Steelers!
Okay, so anonymously, I'm going to read these status updates from a good friend of mine in the Iron. Super Bowl should be a good night. Looking forward to Aaron Rodgers throwing... I don't know, ITNS, all night, and the Steelers running the game will own GB's linebackers.
Yes,
and then some other guy said, nah man, Aaron Rodgers is more likely to scramble than throw a bad pass. Also, the Packers play an inevitable 4-3 defense will stop Steelers running game, mate.
Oh,
and then another one,
from the same person?
9 minutes later, was a... 4-3 against Steelers, bad choice. Play action all day. Those CBs won't have a chance. And then, like, six more comments. It'll work, but the defense will, like, crumble under the pressure. No, you won't. When they blitz, you'll see it. The safety's double step. Blah, blah, blah. Rodgers, QBs, Grace NFL.
Jesus Christ.
What a stadium. God love them Cowboys. Got my Dallas jersey on. So proud.
Oh, my God.
Why would you wear a jersey when... The Green Bay Packers and the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing. I love that stadium, yeah! Architecture, yeah!
Your team isn't playing, sir. Oh. Sorry.
But dude, look at the TV, yeah! Texas!
It was
bullshit, touchdown coverage, really? Oh, wait, no, this is my favorite. I'm calling offensive pass interference. Yeah, like you're like you're some sort of referee for Facebook.
They're gonna listen to him. Oh crap, he was right. Jesus.
Thank you, blank. I'll spare the name. But I gotta say his photo shoot for his display picture is quite phenomenal. Just playing guitar in the snow. Can I be honest? I mean, playing guitar in the snow is really bad for the guitar.
It is.
Like,
that's gonna rust and break pretty fucking soon if you carry on doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I left my guitar for 2 weeks, like, just chilling in my house. I got back, I was like, I want to play my guitar! It's like, and I was like, what's wrong with it? There's a giant crack in it. I'm just like, what
the hell? I never knew
you
had a guitar.
Oh yeah, I play guitar now.
Wow.
Didn't I tell you?
No, you didn't tell me.
See, I could have talked all this bullshit guitar terminology on my face. But I don't, like, that's the thing. You gotta not be pretentious. Yeah. For example, this guy. There are two kids who I hate who are pretentious in my school. One of them I call Rat Boy.
Rat Boy.
And the other one I call Hardcore Headphones.
Right.
Alright, Rat Boy is in my guitar class. And I don't mind him listening to this because he knows I think he's a Rat Boy and everyone thinks he's a Rat Boy, so
I'm Rat Boy.
Yeah. He's taking beginner guitar A. Basically, that's the bottom of the line. Like, you've just picked up a guitar and you're like, what is this, drums? Like, that's the level, you know? So if he comes in there, like, he's played for, like, 6 years. He's like, like, all the time. I'm just like, why are you here? Why are you just annoying everyone? You know? It's just, it's like going to, like, a children's playground and being like, I have a car. That's the best toy you could get. I can beat you up if I wanted to. Good for you. Just, what's the point? You know, we have to do these, we have to play these songs in front of the class. And, he's like, he makes this joke when he comes on. He's like, he looks hideous, by the way. He's one of the most hideous people I've ever met.
Rat Boy, now. Just,
he, like, bleached his hair, and he has, like, this giant Jew nose, and he's, like, this puffy face, and he's all ratty, and he, like, he looks like he smells, you know what I mean?
He looks like he smells.
Like Hannah Montana's brother on Hannah Montana. Like, he looks, ugh, you know?
You can tell he smells.
Yeah, he just looks like a hillbilly, you know? But anyway, he gets on the stage, and everyone knows he's a twat. He can play guitar, so he gets on. He's like, just so you know, I've never played guitar in my life. And then, like, a few people giggle, and then he messes up like 5 times. He's like, dun 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 dun, no, dun dun dun.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Just like, oh, don't worry, everybody, don't make fun of him. He's only played guitar once. Using his own against him. Clever. So then, like, we had this other presentation yesterday.
Yeah.
And, like, he's playing. And he's doing alright because he made sure that he wasn't going to mess up. Because things are twat. And if you mess up when you can play guitar, you're an ass. So he's playing. And he, like, makes a mistake. He's like, I made one mistake in my life. You know, like, what are you going to do about it? I'm just like, oh, the mistake of being born. Well, it was a bit harsh, but, you know, I stand by it.
That was quick.
Like, what he does, he's one of these kids who, like, compensates for being ugly and a bad person by trying to serenade women with his guitar. So, he's playing all these, like, he's like, what bands do you like? And then this girl's like, I like Taylor Swift. And he's like, yeah, I'll learn Taylor Swift tonight and I'll show you.
Oh my god!
Like, oh, cool, thanks!
Oh my god, thanks!
Yeah.
So, like, everyone gives him attention, because he's like, Romeo, take me, without the singing, because he can't sing. So he's like, ding, 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 ding.
I wonder what he'd actually sound like if he sang.
You sound like a rat. Just, ugh, makes me sick.
What was the other one? Hardcore Headphones.
Hardcore Headphones. He's one of my favorite people in the world. Oh, I just love him.
Cool.
Love him to bits, because he's such a weird, I don't know, he's indescribable. I don't know. Alright, imagine a white boy, yeah?
Yeah, I'm imagining a white boy.
As in, this guy who thinks he's boss in this basketball jersey.
Alright, okay.
these long shorts and these, like, I don't know, he's like freckles and really pasty. He's got glasses.
Right.
He has this sort of angry look on his face, like, just about, no, like, he could take anybody in this room. Yeah. You know, like, he owns the room. And he has these headphones, yeah. We call them hardcore headphones because he has, like, these really strange headphones. Like, they're like the ones that go behind the head.
Oh, them.
You know? Yeah, those. And they're like really tinny, and they're like, you can hear what he's listening to. So it's either country or heavy metal. You can never, or like hardcore rap.
Awesome.
We're like, okay, mate. So he's either wearing this basketball jersey or this camo shirt, in his little glasses and his pasty face. And like, he doesn't speak to anybody. Like, no one knows his name.
They just know him as hardcore headphones.
Yeah. Obviously, I spread the nickname around. And this is Life Fitness, so you have to do running. Mm. So like, when he's running, he just runs on his own, like, really fast. So it's a 26-minute run. Now, you gotta be, you know, you gotta pace yourself.
Yeah.
Or else you just burn out. So as soon as we start, yeah, you know, we're sort of like jogging along, and then you can see him like, whoosh, he's just gone. You know, he's gone as fast as he can. And then, like, you see him on, like, this, the third run down. He just stopped. He's like, like, barking him with the teacher, being like, oh, come on, just let me sit on the side for a while. And she's like, you gotta do it again. He's like, whatever. So he just sits on the side, and everyone just walks, like, runs past him. Like, he gives up in, like, 9 minutes of a 26-minute run. And then, like, I saw him later. He sort of, like, cleared off because everyone was, like, taking the piss out of him.
Yeah.
And, like, he walks past us all. He's like limping, as if, like, he had some sort of serious injury, so he couldn't run. Oh, I just love people who think they're amazing when they're actually really not at all. I don't know. It's just sometimes you just gotta be full of yourself, and sometimes you gotta be humble. You know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. When you're a dick, you just gotta be humble.
Well, that's today's moral, kids. Always.
Yeah. Fun. There you go. There you go. And also, it's snow days on the weekend.
Whoa. Epic.
Snow day.
MSN sound.
Well, sorry, dude. I mean,
Mr. Popular, yeah, over there.
Yeah, my one other person I talked to.
Oh, you talking to your woman?
No, I'm gonna talk to you about snow days, and then I'll head off.
Alright, fine. If you will. Be that way. Now,
tell me. Oh, dude, come. No. Yeah, what's going on with you then?
I played Fallout New Vegas. That's what's new with me.
Was it? Is it good?
It was good apart from this one part where this, because, like, I had spent all my money in Vegas. I was burnt out. I was a wreck. I was a has-been. But then a man came along and said, "Hey, you should join us in the military." And I'm like, "Oh crap, that sounds pretty cool." So I went to see this guy who's like the ambassador, and he was like, "I'm gonna send you on this mission to get these people called boomers." And I was like, okay, boomers sounds harmless enough. I'm on my way to the base where the boomers hang out, and on my way they start sending fucking missiles after me, trying to kill me. They're blowing, there's debris everywhere, things are flying in the fucking air, it's going crazy. It's like Hiroshima times 10.
I can imagine.
And I get there and they're like, "Hello there, child, how are you today? How would you act that way right after you send frigging missiles down on me after trying to destroy me?"
It's just a game, Yoyan.
Shut up.
I'm like one of those, you know, those guys thinks he's better than you because he doesn't play games. I don't play games anymore, actually.
You don't play games anymore, yeah.
No, it's very sad. Like, I don't feel the need to. I don't get any entertainment out of it. I'm like, this is a chore. This is annoying. It's taking time out of my day.
Not even Halo?
I don't know. No, I really tried hard to get into it. I really did, yeah. But it I couldn't be bothered. I just could not be asked.
It's a sad, you know, day.
It is a sad day. I'm sorry, but I don't know. Like, when some people are over, they like want to play Halo. I'm just like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
But I don't. I've never completed the campaign. Is it good?
What, Halo Reach?
Yeah, Halo Reach. Yeah.
The last mission was pretty damn good, but the rest was shit.
See, like, I just get bored, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I really wanted to play Sonic Adventure, so I bought that, and then I was like, I don't remember this game being this shitty, you know?
You thought it was shitty?
I just got bored of it. I was like, this is annoying. I don't know, I'm just kind of grumpy when it comes to games now.
Well,
and then I was going to play New Vegas, but everyone was like, oh no, dude, it's the same as Fallout 3. So I was like, well, they don't want to buy the same game.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
And it's really hard to get games, because I would get Gamefly, you know, the whole rental thing.
Yeah.
Because there's like a Blockbuster down the road, which I think is kind of... But the thing is, I can't play them on my Xbox, because it's a British Xbox.
Oh yeah, because you're British and you moved to America and there's region coding and...
I did. And now I'm just... All these women are after me. It's ridiculous. Yeah, and I'm telling you. If you went to... If you lived in America, you'd have all these women after you. I'm not even kidding. No. It's ridiculous.
But no, I'm in Newport with the trolls coming after me.
It's like in flanging blood and a flame.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So snow days, how did that go for you?
No, I mean, it's coming up now. I'm anticipating it.
Oh, it's right. Like, so it's this weekend.
I'm so excited. You know.
Well, it's been cold enough for you already.
Oh, no. No, I'm sorry. Snow days is the equivalent of prom.
Oh, right. I feel like a stupid jackass now.
Oh, no. Dude, snow days is every day. Because I'm looking outside now, there's like five feet of snow everywhere.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. It's not even going away. It's getting worse, if anything.
Wow. So
do you know what the temperature was today?
What was it today?
Minus 20.
Christ! How are you living with that?
I don't know. You just don't go outside. Like, you have to pack. You know, I got like three coats on. I'm just like, yeah, I'm ready to go. Like, and you spend 30 seconds outside. And then that's it. You feel like really sweaty when you got inside because you're wearing so much clothes. I don't know. It's hideous, dude. I mean, I don't like it.
But what, snow days is actually prom, though, do you say?
Yeah, they have three proms a year.
Right.
I don't know why. They have homecoming, they have snow days, and then they have prom.
Just prom.
But prom is the real one. Prom is like the one they spend like $75 on.
$75.
Like, I'm just like, why? You know, like if you have it, and they have like, so prom is for juniors and seniors, so that's 11th and 12th grade.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them, for all three of them.
Okay.
So if you do the math, you get 3, 3, 2. So you have 8 proms in your high school lifetime.
Wow.
Not to mention middle school and all this crap. I mean, I bet they have like loads of proms as well. They're prom crazy, you know?
Christ.
It's crazy, which is mental. And like they're all like, snow days, no way. And basically, I didn't see it coming, but apparently everyone just grinds like proper, like down and dirty.
What?
I know. I was like, okay.
They allow that?
No. Like they, dude, they. The guy who like sorts out all like the kids who fuck up, the really scary guy. he's scary in a sort of respectful kind of way. It's really strange.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't want to mess with him, but you like him. Like he made this video, like, which, you know, got showed to all like the forms and everything. They're like, listen up, kids. You know, you gotta dance like Americans. You gotta dance like patriots. That's no biggie. And dance safe. And then, like, they have, like, this montage of, like, him dancing and, like, other kids dancing, and I'm just like, oh my god, where am I? This is mental. But, yeah, so they made it very clear. No, they didn't make it clear not to grind. Hold on. I have the school newspaper. Hold on.
The school newspaper.
Oh. I have the last one, which I think I read to you. It was the one...
Oh, the pizza for the principal.
Oh, no. It's...
It's a completely
story. I'll read this article.
Okay.
Oh yeah. There's another thing as well that I got to mention about the school paper. The school paper is probably the best part of my month.
Wow.
I can't read.
Jesus.
All right. I'm gonna read this article. It's from the Maple Grove Senior High Harbinger. I don't even know why it's called the Harbinger, but okay. And this article is called Hallway Wilderness: Cliques, Insults, and Outsiders. In the 5 minutes we are in the hallway, passing from class to class, wars and negotiations seem to features of our daily routine for some students. In those 5 minutes, one student can make another feel as if he or she is nothing, while another student can break away from everything she believes in order to join a clique. Why? Why do we need to feel Like, we need to exclude these people and try to mold them to be exactly like us. Is this what friendships are about in our generation? I just don't understand why people have to put down others. Instead of being mean, couldn't we make friends with some random individual in the hallway?
Oh, God.
Now I know we're not gonna like everyone. But why don't we just ignore them instead of trading insults? Could no one imagine how great school could be if there was just some sort of ban on insults? Instead of war, imagine acceptance. Rather than negotiate.
Good God.
Why not?
Jesus Christ.
Rather than... Okay.
Is that it? Is that it?
No.
Oh, God.
Instead of war... instead of war...
Calm down, Matt.
Alright.
Get this friggin' line out, man.
Instead of war, imagine acceptance. Rather than negotiate, why not collaborate?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh, me and my date. And that's from November. Just imagine what February is like.
I wonder what the hallways of February are like. I bet he's got a whole new poem for that.
Oh, dude, it's weird. Like, I thought the school paper would be like, oh yeah, we have these new locker cleaners which make our lockers smell fresh.
Right.
And just crap that, just the stuff that doesn't matter. And then, like, I don't know, these kids are like, just like, yeah. Do you know what we're gonna do? Yeah, we're gonna write about school shootings.
Oh man.
I'm reading it. I'm just like, who the hell are these kids? Like, who? Why?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, dude, it was like about Gabrielle Giffords, which I feel, you know, I feel like I shouldn't comment on it, you know.
Yeah.
Or, you know, obviously it's a tragedy. But I don't think, as a sort of 17-year-old kid, I don't think that I feel I possess this sort of sensitivity needed for that sort of topic, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's why we were very selective when we were looking at the news on the online podcast. You know, like, we didn't want to sort of make anything too sensitive, so we sort of went for the crazy crap.
Exactly.
You know?
I remember these kids. Oh, sorry. Carry on.
Sorry. Go on.
No, I was just gonna say. I remember we started off and then we were talking about a natural disaster in Japan or something, and then we ended up laughing about it.
Yeah, and you know, like we were. What were we?
We're like 12.
We're like 13. Yeah, 12. And it's not good, you know. Like we realized that and we didn't want to do it anymore.
Exactly.
So these kids are just like, you know, they're 16, 17, and they're writing about like really vivid, like. They have this quote that says, like, how would you feel if you were shot in the brain? Or something like that. It's so ridiculous. I was like, is this really the sort of context? And is it really the sort of place where you sort of vent this sort of thing? It's ridiculous. They're not journalists. They're just, like, cool. They're just kids. Like, all right, let's write about school shootings. Like, why would you?
Man, you know, the school paper of the school that me and you used to go to, it was just like, yes, we had a poet come in the English department and grades improving. And,
Yeah, things are getting better. There's no school uniform day.
Shot in the brain!
I know, he's like, who does that, you know?
Oh, that's crazy.
I don't know, I just thought it was a bit crazy. I just didn't think it was necessary. But, you know what?
Is that everything now? Is that everything we need to talk about?
Oh, here we go. Yeah, have I told you about our school mascot?
You got a school mascot?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Crimson, Maple Grove Crimson, obviously needs a mascot. Now think about it, right?
Yeah.
Maple Grove, Alright, what do you think the mascot is going to be?
Say that again, what?
Maple Grove Senior High. What do you think the mascot is going to be?
Like, something like a maple leaf.
Oh, that's it! Leaf in the leaf! That's it! That's the one!
Oh, man. I'm so... I don't know whether to feel glad about myself or horrified that I stooped to that level.
Hold on, here we go. I'm just gonna get a short quote from this article about Leafy the Leaf.
Leafy the Leaf.
Leafy isn't a walk in the park. It's a lot of tough work and long hours. To be leafy requires a lot of time and many different skills. And I mean, I have the most respect
for Leafy.
For Leafy, yeah. For the kid who is Leafy. Because obviously, he's worked very hard to get here. And people sort of respond to that, you know, like, I will see him tomorrow, I'll be like, what's up, Leafy? Then he'll be like, ah, let's go, Crimson! And he'll be like, Crimson, let's go, Crimson!
Oh, Leafy.
Yeah, exactly, it's like that. But I think Grant is doing a good job, to be honest. I mean, I couldn't be Leafy, because I could be like... See, what I noticed, right, the mentality is different.
Yeah.
For Britain and America, it's completely different. Like, what I think is a good thing in French, they learn about French culture.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're so in their own world that they don't really know how other people sort of behave, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And what I noticed is that French culture is a lot like British culture, and French mentality is a lot like English, British mentality.
Yeah.
And what they were saying is, you know, the French people sort of understate things. And nothing is really good. Nothing's really great.
Right.
Everything's just sort of like alright or bad, you know? do you notice that?
Exactly, yeah. Definitely noticed.
Because I thought you watched, yeah, it was alright. It was pretty good. Like, pretty good is the sort of extent of it. That's as good as it's gonna get.
Yeah, pretty good.
When you say something is like really great, you're gonna look at it because you know like it's gonna be phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then like, but for them, like, everything is just awesome. Everything is great. Everything is good. It's sort of on a wide sort of... It's a wider spectrum of things, you know?
Oh, wow.
And I think if I was Leafy, I would just be alright. You know, I'd be like, what's up? Yeah, Crimson's pretty good. Yeah. And then people would be like, okay. Like, when they say, like, oh, Matt, how's it going? I'm just like, yeah, I'm alright. They're like, oh, what's wrong? It's like, no, dude, I'm good. They just don't get it. It's fun. But yeah, I think Leafy is doing a good job. But I gotta be honest, a leaf for a mascot is a bit, you know,
stupid.
Alright. So in our district, we have the Wayzata Warriors.
Wayzata Warriors? Is that some kind of street gang?
No. That's like the football team. That's
oh
like,
god.
And then they have like the Champlain Park Spartans. Then you have Osseo, I think Osseo is like a badger or something, I don't even know what it is, it's something ridiculous. So like Osseo and Maple Grove just got the worst mascots.
Our sports team is terrible, we got Gelly.
Gelly.
That's it.
Gelly. I remember when I was on the Ponte Mista Colts, Defense, yeah, 2002, 2003, yes!
You were there for like a couple of weeks, weren't you, and then you left?
I was there for you, I got a trophy to prove
oh,
it,
right,
so
really?
What's up? Got a problem?
Shit, I didn't. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'll back off.
I was at the presentation. We danced to Aga do do do, kiss my wobble, eat my shoe. You know that song?
Yeah.
What?
Making it big time then.
Yeah. So, you know, when I was playing for Pony Mr. Cults, like everyone moved to Getley.
Wow.
And then all I heard about Getley was crap. That's why I was like, you know what, I'm retiring.
I'm putting down my football boots.
Yeah, so I put it in the school newspaper that I was retiring, but they didn't really sort of accept the story. They said it wasn't enough. You know, like too many people being hurt in the hallways, you know, so they sort of disowned my story about Pony Mister. Let's just go.
Snow Days, you didn't tell me about Snow Days.
Snow Days are, so I have a date to Snow Days.
Mm.
With Delwyn's permission, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
You know she's the jealous type and would just fly to kick my ass. She's actually one of the most relaxed people.
Yeah, Delwyn's cool.
I like her, she's cool.
I like her, she's cool. That's why she's my girlfriend.
Yeah, that's a good quote. That's what I'm going to say on our vows. Yeah, you were pretty cool. Everyone comes crawling back to Madoff.
They do, like me. We've had our few, we've had our few share of arguments, but you know.
How have we? All right, what have we argued about?
We've argued about a lot of shit, man. Like,
I remember when we fell out at every single birthday party you had.
Well, that's because you stole my money that one time.
Oh, shit, yeah. that's probably one of, I gotta be honest, that's probably one of the worst things I've ever done. I mean, it's probably what shaped me as a character.
Stealing my money.
I didn't mean to steal it. I just meant to hide it from you until you sort of like, where's my money?
But then you forgot like, that actually hid it from me.
No, I took like £100, you know.
You horrible person.
And I had to shamefully come back to your house and be like, I'm sorry, guys.
Your dad was there. He's like, yeah, he's had a telling off. He's alright now.
It's very upsetting, yeah. I'm sorry, brother.
It's fine.
Oh, and that one time where we all went camping for your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And me and John woke up in our tent and you guys had gone.
We told you we were going, I think.
Yeah, we were like, I was like, coward. And then you were gone.
We came back a couple hours later.
No, you didn't. We had to go find you.
Did you?
Yeah, me and John like packed up the tent and everything. And,
oh,
like,
I remember now. Yeah.
Trying to find our way back, and you guys, you'd be like all snug, like on the sofa.
Yeah, it was fun.
I was like, bitch, what are you doing?
I'm sorry.
It's okay. They were good parties, though. I gotta be honest.
The moral says and then,
and then my leaving party, you got drunk for the first time.
Oh, well, I didn't get drunk for the first time. Shut up.
Oh no, it was the first time I've seen you drunk.
Yeah, that was the first time I've seen you drunk. But that was funny because I was surprisingly socializing with all your friends, and then I ended up constantly kissing you on the cheek, and
great.
Yeah, that was kind of awkward for me and you and. Yeah.
If you try that crap in America, you'll die. Seriously. See, I wore pink socks today. They were like, oh, dude, that's a bit gay, isn't it? I was like, it's pink day. It literally was pink day. To support breast cancer, so I was like, alright, I'll wear my pink shirt and I'll wear my pink socks and I'll roll my jeans up so I can show off my pink socks.
Yeah.
And all the girls are like, oh, cool socks, man. And all the guys are like, you sure you should be wearing those? And I was like, what? It was fun, though. I enjoyed. I mean, American guys are probably the most homophobic breed of people.
Yeah.
It's like, like Indian guys, they can hold hands. They hold hands by the pinky with guys.
Oh God.
You know?
Yeah.
In the cult, but it's cult, you know, it's culture. Like, so you like have like a gang full of people and they'll just be like holding hands.
Yeah, fair enough.
But in America, you don't touch a single guy. Like, you brush past the guys like, what are you doing, man? Love it, it's so funny. I mean, they're just adorable. Yeah, I mean, it's really weird, but I don't know, like, I've just to test my experiment out, I sort of like rubbed my hand up against this guy's leg, and he was like, what are you doing, man? I was like, sorry, man, you need me to ruffle your feathers. Because I'm quite confident, I'm quite secure with my sexuality. That I'm a straight man.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Har, I made a gay joke, I'm sorry, carry on.
Good one. Oh, by the way, my mum is a serious fan of you.
Sorry, say that again.
My mum is a serious fan of you.
That's not a good thing, really. Why is she a fan of me?
She is. Because, like, all the crap you post on my wall and on my stairs and everything.
Oh, right, I see.
Everyone finds you hilarious. Like, this, I mean, the highlight for most people is just what you're going to say on my wall and crap.
Well, when some, like... like, huge celebratory event happens for you, I always have to put some sarcastic, witty comment, and everyone's like, huh.
Yeah, they are, actually. I mean, like, someone said, happy birthday to me, Matt. I mean, happy birthday to you, Matt. And then I was like, oh, cheers. And he's like, oh, do you see what your friend Yain wrote? And I was like, yeah.
Oh,
I can't pronounce your name, like Ewan. And I was like, Ewan.
Hey, your friend Ewan. Oh, that's fair enough. I'll tell him I said thank you very much. And I'll continue as long as they continue supporting me. My mysterious fan base.
I might make a Yain fan club.
You already have, haven't you?
Oh yeah, we love Yai.
Exactly. www.freewebs.com/welovyai.
I'll post it on Facebook now. Alright, I gotta go now, mate.
Yeah, alright. Well, thanks for listening to Underline Podcast Across the Pond. I've been Yain Reese.
I have always been, Matt Curtis.
Yes, you have. So, good night. Until that time. We'll see you, another time.
And except for that point, hold on. I've always been Matt Curtis, except for that point where I decided to go Buddhist when I was about 11 years old.
I remember that. That was funny.
I had no concept of what Buddhism meant. I saw it on The Simpsons. I was like, that sounds cool. I'll be individual.
I'll do that.
And then I realized, like, the main thing is, like, not to want anything and not to desire anything, and possessions are useless. And I was like,
yeah.
No way. And then I tried to make my own religion, which is basically Christianity, with different names. And that didn't go very well. And now I'm just on the side.
I don't know what religion you are right now, man.
I'm kind of Christian, but we can't find a good church.
So as soon as you find one, you will.
Baptism basically is a translation for relaxed Christian, so I'm Baptist. They're like, you know what, you can pray if you want. I mean, no biggie.
Yeah. All right.
See you on Sundays.
Well, thank you for listening. We'll see you another week.
Good night.
See you around, everybody.
And thanks.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.